My name is Alan Dunlop. I'm the founding director of FAME Mission, a pioneer mission which was founded in 1996, 20 years ago now, and which is going strong in eastern Kenya, and the Lord has blessed us abundantly. I'd like to tell you a tragic story that happened to my wife and I there at the loss of a friend. We were in a busy market street one day in the town of Mwingi, and this man came up to us. We knew him very well, and his wife, and he said his wife had just passed away in a local nursing home on the side of this busy street, private nursing home, primitive, but all right for the conditions where we find ourselves working. And we were shocked because she was a young woman. So it just goes to show how the difference in language, or through the difference in language, a different meaning can be taken. So this man told us, and I said, okay. He wanted her taken to the local hospital mortuary until they got things organized. Okay, I said, I'm sorry for that, my brother. Go and get her clothes ready. I said, go and get her clothes ready. And I'll come, I'm doing some shopping here. I'll come and I'll take the body around to the mortuary. Meaning, as we would do back home, go and dress the corpse and have the corpse ready for transportation and viewing in the coffin. I get to the nursing home and I'm led into the little room, and all the lady's clothes have been removed and left in a little pile, and she's covered with a sheet, and I can see very plainly through the sheet that the woman was naked. So it wasn't what I expected, it wasn't what I wanted, but anyway, I said, listen, tie that sheet tightly and we'll take her. So the matron of the nursing home, and they fixed it with big safety pins, and we took the body to my back of my pickup truck, put it on the pickup truck, and drove a short distance to the mortuary. Now there was myself, my wife, and the husband. We're talking here, everything happened within an hour. The wife on the gurney, she's not yet cold. She's covered with a sheet pinned together. And so the attendants took her from us and put her on a gurney. And one of the attendants reached, we're all standing around the gurney, but rather than push her into the cold room, they pushed them into the cold room with nothing on. And he reached for the sheet and the pin to remove it. And I saw immediately what was going to happen. I said, no. Just leave the sheet. Leave the sheet, please. And so they pushed her into the cold room and closed the door. I said, I'll pay for the sheet. And that's just an illustration of how poor people are treated. Not through any meant disrespect, but that's how things are. And it's very difficult for us to go and see how those people every day are faced with things like that, and they just accept them. It was unacceptable to me. I wasn't going to let them undress the woman and us all standing there. So I said I would pay for the sheet. Very kindly, when we went back to the nursing home, I offered to pay for the sheet. And very kindly and uncharacteristically, the lady of the nursing home said, I think we can forget about the sheet this time, which I thought was very nice in the circumstances.